is 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. One night in 1955, a 14-year-old child named Emmett Till was kidnapped by a gang of white men while visiting his family in Mississippi. They killed him because a white woman said Emmett whistled at her. The men were eventually acquitted by an all-white jury. But the pictures of Emmett Till's body during his open casket funeral sparked outrage all across the country, and it fueled the civil rights movement of the 1960s. Deborah Watts was just a toddler when her cousin Emmett was murdered. Today, she is the director and president of the Emmett Till Legacy Foundation, and we are honored to have her in studio this morning. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
You were just a child when your cousin was murdered.
Yes.
But what are your earliest memories of what Emmett meant to the country?
Well, my earliest memories actually were of Mamie, his mother, because Mamie was a close family member. My great-grandfather, who I lived with, was one of her favorite uncles. And at the time when Emmett was murdered, she was traveling across the country with the NAACP. And my earliest memories of the incident that happened was when I was standing in a ballroom in Omaha, Nebraska, standing room only, holding the hands of one of my aunts, and seeing Mamie at the front of the room at the podium. I had no idea what she was speaking about, but later that day, I was pushed into the bedroom. You know, the older adults were in another room, but I was there with a bunch of pamphlets, and this was a booklet of the trial, of Emmett's trial. And I was able to leaf through that, and just to my horror, I was able to see, I actually saw the picture of Emmett's remains.
And I would imagine that has stayed with you your entire life into what you do even today.
It has. Actually, you know, through the years of matriculating through college and corporate America, you know, it was back in my mind because Mamie had spent 47 years fighting for justice for her son. And we never will be able to step in her shoes, but we certainly have the spirit of Mamie as we move forward with the work that we do.
She was a powerful woman.
Yes, she was.
You know.
She was.
Yeah.
She's my shero, you know, because think about it, in 1955, how many women who mostly were relegated to someone's kitchen, how many of them would stand in front of audiences across the country and talk about the horrific murder of her only son, and then to make that decision to have an open casket funeral. You know, she had courage, I think, way beyond many of us, you know, could have had at that time.
A few years back, the woman who accused Emmett of whistling at her name is Carolyn Bryant. She admitted during an interview with author Timothy Tyson that she lied about that incident. And this is Tyson speaking to PBS.
Of the physical, menacing, sexual story of him grabbing her and all that, she said that part's not true. And she said nothing that that boy did could ever justify what happened to him.
And I want to get your reaction to that.
I mean, we all knew that she lied on Emmett. So it wasn't a revelation that she lied, but that he had had this conversation with her, documented the fact that she lied, and chose to release a book with that. So it was a little disturbing to me and other members of my family that that information would be withheld for that length of time. Carolyn Bryant is now in her 80s, and so I'm not sure what his thought process was at the time, but I would imagine that he was thinking that she would probably no longer be with us. But she is with us today in her 80s, and her family has since come back and said that she did not recant, that she still stands by what she said happened to her in the store with Emmett. So it's still a lie. It's still something that we think is horrible. The record needs to be set straight. We're waiting for the truth actually to be told. We know that Emmett didn't do those things. You know, she owes our family the truth. I think the country as well. I think the investigation, you know, this is a murder case.
Both of the men that stood trial in Emmett's murder, they've since died. So
yes.
What does justice look like for you? What would you like to see happen besides Carolyn coming forward and telling the truth and possibly being indicted? She bears some of the responsibility, you think?
Yes, that's a huge one. That is a huge one that I think we're all holding our breath that happens, how realistic that is, I'm not sure, but that's something I pray for mm-hmm. every day and pushing for that. Justice for me, and I think for many in our family, is that we want the record set straight. We want the truth told. We want, for those that are around, we want them to come forward. And, you know, for those that have information, not only those that have done the research and are creating books and films and others, we want them to make sure that this information is publicly available. So we do want the legacy to move forward. We want the work that Mamie did, you know, to move forward as well. We want her to be recognized properly and, I think, formally in our country. She holds, to me, and I think for a lot of people, she holds the same sort of, I think, esteem as a Rosa Parks, you know, as a Martin Luther King. Because before Rosa, before Martin, Mamie made that courageous move to show Emmett's body. She brought a face to that injustice. And those same things, we're facing some similar things today, unfortunately. So I think she has a rightful place in our history, and I think she should be formally recognized with the Medal of Freedom and whatever honor that can be bestowed upon her.
So I want to ask you if you think about Emmett a lot these days. I know many people of color do, yes. and others as well. When Trayvon Martin was murdered, yes. when Michael Brown was murdered, you saw the pain of those moments, and I know a lot of women thought about Mamie, yes. and a lot of people thought about Emmett. Do you think about him?
Oh, my goodness. Definitely. You know, although some of the cases, they're not exactly the same, the results have been the same. There's been the lack of justice. There's been the lack of accountability. These mothers who have lost their sons. Or other family members. I do think about Emmett. I'll tell you, it's been my life mm-hmm. since I left corporate America. And so, but not in a selfish way, but in one that says, how do we connect the past, which Emmett's murder happened in 55, to the present, which we're talking about those other losses and injustices, you know, Jordan Davis, Trayvon, Rekia Boyd, Sandra Bland, all of those. I mean, there's countless, too many of those present and then future. So how many in the future? That's too much and that's too many. So, of course, I think about Emmett, but I try to connect the past to the present.
Deborah Watts is a cousin of the late Emmett Till. She's also director and president of the Emmett Till Legacy Foundation. Last year, the Justice Department reopened an inquiry into the 64-year-old case of Emmett's death, which is still under investigation. And this, in 2016, Congress passed the Emmett Till Unsolved Civil Rights Crimes Reauthorization Act. It added amendments to an earlier bill introduced by Atlanta Congressman John Lewis. The act allows the FBI, Department of Justice, and advocacy groups to work together to reopen and solve cold cases of racial injustice that happened before 1980. You can find more information on that at gpbnews.org. This is 88.5.